Morning, everybody, and welcome to our weekly online devotional. And good to be back with you. We restarted our usual hours, so Sundays at 9:30 is the traditional service, and then at 11 o'clock we have our contemporary service. And please make a note of that. I know the newspaper had it at 10 o'clock. Which was not updated correctly by them, so hopefully you can pass that information along. And anyway, back to church Sundays, 9:17, so in about 10 days, and you'll be wanting to come to both services, or at least one of them, on that date. And then on September 20th, we're starting Wednesday 180, or 180 Wednesday. Time to turn around and get back involved with things. There'll be a children's program, Bible studies, and other things available. We'll start with a meal at 6:30 and then go our separate ways at 7 o'clock and so on. So you'll be hearing more about that. So this morning we are going to finish our recent study of the five false teachings that have crept into the church. And just to review those, the law of attraction, oneness, universalism, and religious pluralism, and mysticism, Gnosticism, which is what we're going to look at today. Law of attraction is just kind of a name it, claim it, that we almost make ourselves like God, that we can just think about something long and hard enough and we'll get it. Oneness theology is a teaching that denies the Trinity. Religious pluralism and universalism, of course, teach that all religions are the same and that everybody's getting to heaven, essentially. Of course, that is not true. Jesus died on the cross for a reason, and Jesus is God, and his sacrifice is the only way to make our peace with God, to be forgiven for our sins. But now we're going to talk about mysticism and Gnosticism. These are teachings that are also creeping into the church. And essentially, mysticism means that we connect to the deity or to the god or gods through contemplation, meditation, and looking for mystical experiences, that's the only way that we can connect with God. And this idea of Gnosticism started in the second century in the church, which was a heretical movement that basically taught that there was a higher knowledge, an esoteric knowledge, and only that knowledge enables redemption of the human spirit. So not Jesus Christ or his death, burial, and resurrection, but we obtain through special knowledge redemption. And of course, this means only certain few people that get this knowledge can find redemption. And of course, again, in both these teachings, that you can reach God either through a mystical experience or through knowledge, again, denies the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ as being essential, and therefore they are heresies. But just to expand on it a little bit, the Bible teaches in Psalm 119 many different things that certainly counter all of these teachings. For example, we're told in the Bible, we don't just sit under a tree and just let our mind go blank and hope something will come in there that will lead us to God. No, the Bible says that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The Bible says in Psalm 119, 130, the entrance of your word is what gives us light and imparts understanding and knowledge. It's the word of God. It's meditating on the word. Joshua 1:8-9. Joshua said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate on it day and night." So this idea that there's special knowledge, again, through meditation or through some mystical ability or whatever, the Bible says no, true knowledge and wisdom comes from God and through his word. And we are to meditate on God's word. We pray to God for the reception of knowledge. We ask God to give us wisdom. We meditate on his words and study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, as Paul told Timothy. So these ideas that you can, you know, sit by a stream and just receive some kind of special knowledge from God that only you have, and through some mystical experience that you will reach heaven or God, is counter to what scriptures teach. Jesus again said, he was the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one's going to attain peace with God except through Christ. And the only knowledge that we need is the knowledge of his word, which declares that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and only through faith and trust in him and his word will we find forgiveness for sin and eternal life. So just beware of these false teachings. They are creeping into the church. There's a lot of new age philosophies that are being used to deceive people in the body of Christ. Don't fall prey to those. That's why we have a Sunday morning worship and Bible studies, and we have, you know, the preaching of God's word. Make these things available. Please read your Bibles. That's where we will find God's truth. Find his truth in his word and meditate on that. Father, we thank you for your word, and that through your word is the entrance of truth and knowledge. Open our hearts through the power of your Spirit, who indwells your people, and you speak and teach us through your Spirit, through your word, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Look forward to seeing all of you Sunday. God bless, and have a great week. Bye now.